I love the teachings of the Hasidic masters. For those of you that are our guests, the Hasidic movement was really a revival movement in Judaism in the 17 and 1800s. Today, they're the very conservative, but when they got started, they were the counterculture of their day. You know you're the counterculture when the people that don't like you are called the opponents. That's their nickname. One of the Hasidic masters was Rabbi Simcha Bunim, and he was a student of two of the greatest sages, two of the greatest Hasidic teachers of his era, the Chose, the Seer of Lublin, and the Yid Kodesh. And Rabbi Simcha Bunim told this story. He said, in Krakow, there was once a very poor man named Isaac. He had four children, and he was so worried, not how they would provide for their futures, but just how he would provide for his family day by day. And one night, he had a dream. He dreamt that he would leave Krakow and go to the city of Prague. And there, under a bridge, he would find a buried treasure. When he woke up the next morning, he said, it can't be true. I must not have had enough to eat. But the next night and the night after, he had the same dream. And he said, this must be true. Isaac had never left Krakow, but he set out and after many days came to Prague. There, just as in his dream, there was the bridge. But as he approached, he panicked because the dream only had part of the story, part of the vision, because this bridge was right in front of the castle of the king and queen. And he thought to himself, oh my God, if I dig to find the treasure under the bridge, they'll think I'm a spy. Either they'll throw me in prison or they'll take my treasure. He didn't know what to do. He sat for one day, 2 days, 3 days. Finally, on the fourth day, man in a very, very bright and shiny uniform came to him. And he could tell that this was the captain of the guard. He said, what are you doing? You've been here for 4 days. And Isaac was so terrified. Before he could even come up with an excuse, he blurted out the truth. He told about his family, about their needs, and about the dream of the treasure. And then all of a sudden, instead of being angry, this officer of the guard just began to laugh. What a fool you are. How can you believe in dreams? Why, just last night I had a dream. I dreamt that I would go to Krakow. And there, underneath the fireplace of a man named Isaac, there I would find a fabulous treasure. Do you see me running off to Krakow? At that moment, Isaac realized they had journeyed all the way to Prague to learn that the treasure was in his own home. He returned to Krakow. He dug underneath the hearth. There was the treasure. He provided for his family. He built a school, a Beit Midrash, so that everybody would be able to come and learn. It's a story about journeys, and you could think of it as the Jewish version of the Wizard of Oz. Click your heels 3 times. There's no place like home. But a parable can be read in many different ways. So on one hand, the wisdom is right there at home. Why do we need to go anywhere else? But on the other hand, unless Isaac had journeyed, he never would have found where the treasure was. This week we celebrate, as Sarah, as Matt, as Deb, as Sue, and as Adam, and two ringers sitting in the front row with you, who are supporting you, become bar and bat mitzvah. And the theme of the service tomorrow is our journey with the cloud. It's based on chapter 9 in the book of Numbers, where it says, on the day the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle. In the evening it rested on the tabernacle, the likeness of a fire, until morning. Whenever the cloud lifted from the tent, the Israelites would set out, and they would go to the spot where the cloud next rested to make their camp. Tomorrow, the members of the class are going to share their reflections about life and about their faith journeys. It's an inspiring service. I'm not going to give any more away. So each of us, though, has different journeys in our lives. For some, the journeys are physical, and for others, they're spiritual. In many ways, the Jewish people are a people of journeys. Our forebears have literally lived throughout the world. There are Jews by choice and Jews by birth who have walked paths of faith. How we've each come to this day in a new world. In honor of our Bat and Bar Mitzvah class of 2019-57-79, let me share with you reflections about journeys in Judaism. So when you think of journey, it has all kinds of different emotions associated with it. There's excitement, there's new adventure. But on the other hand, there's anxiety and fear. What will happen? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? The rabbis in an early biblical commentary called the Mechilta of Rabbi Ishmael reflected on the experience of the Israelites as they were leaving Egypt. And they said, all beginnings are hard. Wow, could have been pop culture. We could put it on a refrigerator magnet, right? But this idea comes to fruition next week in our Torah portion. 12 scouts are sent to survey the land. 2 come back and express confidence, the other 10 with portents of doom. The Israelites listen to the words of the 10. Take 40 years, and the people are ready to enter the promised land. But journeys can also be exciting. You know, this is the time when many children are getting ready to go to summer camp. For some, it's a day camp. For others, it's sleepaway camp. It can be a little scary for the first time. There's anticipation and adventure. Now, I always remember a third grade girl. We'll call her Beth to protect the innocent. Her brother had gone to camp, and on a Friday night at services, we invited the staff from the URJ Eisner camp to come in. She was hooked. The big kids all went to Eisner. All weekend long, she tried to persuade her mother to let her go to camp. Her mother was just not going to let her baby go. Finally, on Sunday afternoon, little Beth said, Mom, I just want you to know one thing. If you let me go to camp, you'll be doing what's best for me. Let's try the punchline again. If you let me go to camp, you'll be doing what's best for me. Earlier in the day, I saw little Beth going to the grocery store to buy a knife and some salt to put in the wound. We all see our journeys differently. Some is excitement, some it's a little worry, some it's both. But the Hasidic masters had another whole different take on journeys. They talked about the journey of Abraham and Sarah. And when God speaks to Abraham, God says to Abraham, Lechacha. And the common translation is, go forth. Lech is the word to travel, and lecha is you. So you should go. But the rabbis turn it around a little bit. Instead of lechacha, go out, they say lech lecha, go inside. Explore your inner self. Lech lecha, go to yourself. Rabbi Aaron of Carlin said, go for yourself. Everyone must go for himself or herself, to their roots, to their purpose in life. Adult Bar and Bat Mitzvah is a journey of connection. The class grows together. Each member, by being part of a whole, gains new wisdom by encountering our tradition. And tomorrow we're going to learn some beautiful, beautiful Torahs from these five people. In Judaism, though, we always worry a little bit about journeys, even before our parents worry. So there's a wonderful tradition. One of our congregants right now, Sharon Drasnan, she's right now in Israel, and she's just finished her Hebrew course. She's going to Greece for a week, then she's coming back to study some more in Israel. That's amazing, isn't it? But before she left, when the whole religious school was gathered together, we gave her an envelope with tzedakah, with money for charity. Because there's a tradition in Judaism that when someone is a messenger of tzedakah, they'll go and they'll come back again. In the Talmud, in Berakot, the rabbis talk about what's the blessing for different occasions. Who are the different people that are required to say blessings? And they say there are four classes of people that need to offer a blessing of thanksgiving. Those who go down to the sea, one who recovers from an illness, a prisoner who is set free, and one who goes on a journey. On journeys, we can experience the blessings and the presence of God. So as I come to a close with our exploration of journeys, it's wonderful to think about the bonds that the members of the class share with each other. For me and for their teacher Deborah, who taught Hebrew, we say, Mikol Tamidai Cheschalti, that I've been enlightened through each student. So in Judaism, though, we are never alone when we journey. We're not singing that song. But when we go to the library in Western learning, we're quiet. You know, in rabbinic school, we got a study carrel where you could sit completely by yourself in Cincinnati. But in true Jewish learning, you study with a chevruta, with a learning partner. And it comes from the word chaver. But it's not just a friend, it's not just a study partner. But when two people learn Torah, the presence of the divine rests between them. And so your chevruta is someone that you're living with and exploring life with. Journeys are exciting, they're scary, they're a time of growth, a time to feel the greatness of the world, to experience the divine, and to share sacred bonds. Through our journeys, we bring new light and we bring blessings into the world. I'm going to invite Rachel and Rob now to share a song about Abraham and Sarah, and the wonder of blessings. This is an audible, it's not in your service handouts. But we know the words, the idea of journey and the idea of blessing.